Hi there. Welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul. And I am really excited about this episode because this is one of my favorite subjects, and this is also one of the broader subjects. And of course, the subject that I'm talking about is crystals. And let me just say to begin with, if there was a crystal rehab and support group for crystal addicts like myself, I would probably be in it because I'm addicted to crystals and I love them and they're like my best friends. So let's just give you a little taste of the candy for your soul that is to come. So we're going to start out with the intro, then we are going to have a short announcement. I'm going to talk about the types of crystals and also elixirs and how I learned about how to make elixirs. We are then going to have a short time for our sponsor. I'm also going to talk about how to use the crystals to give you a better life, and then it'll be the outro. So let's just go straight in to the announcement. So recently we have been trying to grow our audience. So if you enjoy today's show, please leave us a 5-star or written review, as this is how we continue to grow the show and spread the word. So also you could tell your friends, make sure to tell your friends actually. And if you have any questions about something that I say on the show whatsoever, then you could feel free to message us on Instagram. It is at Soul Candy Podcast. Let me repeat that again. @ @SoulCandyPodcast. So just if you have any questions, just message us on Instagram. Also, share this show with your friends. It really helps us out. And a 5-star review or a written review would definitely help us. So let's talk about types of crystals. What even really is a crystal? Well, a crystal's a type of rock formation, and they're really special because they can hold information, and they can have different types of effects on us. So if you had a rose quartz, for example, that's a more loving crystal. So you could use it to attract love in your life, or you could use it to give yourself self-love. There's so many good uses of these crystals. And the reason why I kind of decided to use this crystal topic at this point in time is because we're in beautiful Maui. And Maui is an island in Hawaii, if you didn't know. And Hawaii is actually the historical location of an island called Lumeria. And that's where, supposedly an advanced race of beings had extreme wisdom. And then they put all of their wisdom into these crystals called Lumerian quartz crystals. And I don't have one with me right now because I am currently using mine to create an elixir. It's actually a pretty cool elixir idea. I've never decided to do an elixir with coconut water before, so I decided where's a better place than in Hawaii. So anyways, they put this knowledge into the crystals, supposedly, and then they put it there so they would know how to access their wisdom from inside of the crystals. And apparently, if you figure out how to, open up the crystals and gather the knowledge from the crystals, then apparently you get their wisdom. And my thing that I'm probably going to be trying to do here a lot is learning how to access the Akashic records. And when I get pretty good at that, I'm probably going to do an episode on the Akashic records. So definitely stay tuned for that. And these are amazing crystals, and I'm really happy that I'm going to be able to learn with them more. And there are so many types of crystals. There are amethyst crystals, there are so many amazing types of crystals, and crystals each have a different effect on you, and they each affect the energy around you in a different way. So there are crystals that are great protectors, and there are crystals that are great peacemakers, and there are so many great crystals. And I'm kind of addicted to crystals. I have a big collection I have a creepy amount of crystals. And let's talk about elixirs. So what an elixir actually is an elixir is a water, and it's a water that you have put a crystal in. You've either put the crystal in the water or around the water, and the energies, the vibration of the crystals seeps into the water and gives the water the actual effect of the crystals. And a while ago, there was actually a Japanese man who has become quite famous. He was a scientist who said good things and put positive intentions into water, and said bad things and put negative attentions, or, jeez, I forgot the word, set the intentions into the water, and they froze completely differently, and one froze like beautiful snowflakes, and one froze what a lot of people would call it ugly, and the one that froze ugly was the negative water. And you could argue that everything freezes differently. There are no two snowflakes that are alike, but these crystallized in a significantly different way. It wasn't like snowflakes are very, they're pretty similar. But these ones were like polar opposites, and they had polar opposite energies to them. And the way that I actually found out about elixirs and I was taught how to make them was I was in a shop with my family, and there was this lady that works there, and she later told me that she's actually a member of a Native American tribe, and I want to say Navajo, but I do not remember for sure, so I'm not going to say that she was a member of the Navajo tribe, but I'm pretty sure that that was it. And she told me that she was the water protector of her tribe. And then she proceeded to pull out a glass mason jar from her bag, and then she taught me how to make elixirs. And she said that you put water in a glass mason jar, filtered water in a glass mason jar, and she said that it had to be glass because plastic is bad for Mother Earth. And, I mean, that's true. So if you're gonna make elixirs at home, which I highly recommend you do, please use glass, because otherwise it could have pollutants in it. It could have, like, BPA, it wouldn't be the good effects of the crystals in there. It could make you sick. Very interesting stuff. And don't put it in like a Nalgene. I was actually, when she was telling me this before, she said you have to have it in a glass container, I was thinking of making it in my Nalgene. And then when she said that, I was like, okay, I gotta find a big glass jar now, because I want to make a lot of elixirs. So I've made a few recipes of elixirs, and I just might post some of them to Instagram if you want to follow us there. So just go ahead and follow us. It is at Soul Candy Podcast once again. And you might get some good elixir recipes. So you essentially put this in a glass mason jar, she said, and then you pour the water in and you surround them with crystals. And I am not sure if it would be more powerful if you put them in a crystal grid. So go out and experiment with that. And now, a short message from our sponsor. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. So, how do you use these crystals exactly to help you in your life and to help you live a better, more harmonious, and happy life? Well, there are many ways that you can incorporate crystals into your life. You could incorporate them with meditation. You could wear them around your neck like I am. You could just keep them on you. You could make elixirs. You could do so many things. So let's talk about meditating with them. If you're going to meditate with crystals, I would suggest that you could make a crystal grid around yourself for the meditation. I might, in a future episode, actually make a podcast about crystal grids. It's a very interesting subject. So you can make this crystal grid, and in the crystal grid, you could sort of tune yourself into the energies of the crystal grid. And I'm not really incredibly good at describing a lot of these things. Like, the best words that I can use for this is just tune in to the crystal grid. And for some reason, I just have always known intuitively how to do it, so I've never myself needed more than that to do these types of meditations. So that's probably why I don't know a better way to explain it. But if you know, then definitely you could message us on Instagram with this. Or, yeah, that's about it. So if you're just, you could also do it with just one crystal. You could hold this crystal in your hand and you could sort of tune into it that way, similar to the way that you would with the crystal grid. There are so many ways. That's about it for the meditation, I think. It's just tuning into the crystal, and you could try to access the Akashic records of the crystal. And the way that you would do that is just feeling into the crystal, tuning into it, and sort of downloading that information, and then later reflecting on it. And then what happens, from what I know, is when you reflect on it, you go into like a weird alternative state of reality where you're being from that crystal's perception, and then the way that the Akashic records work is you're actually able to go, you become, in a way, the object, the crystal in this case, and then you go back through the crystal's memories and retrieve the memory that way. A lot of people make the mistake and say that the Akashic records are like a library. They're not actually a library. That's just the best way for a lot of people to explain it, because if you've never experienced something before, you're gonna have to find another way to explain it. Like, if someone in an alternate dimension has never seen a palm tree before, you would have to explain what a palm tree is. Well, you could say, well, it's a stick in the ground, kind of like this pencil here, and then it has these things, these like green feathers coming off of the top of the pencil. And then it sprouts these giant bulbs that are filled with milk and meat, kind of like that pistachio nut over there. And then they would have a sort of a way to know what a palm tree is without actually experiencing it. And then they'd see a palm tree and then they'd be like, oh, that's pretty similar. And then when you actually see the Akashic records, it's not a library. But sometimes you would, if you've always heard it as a library, then you could visualize it as a library and access it that way, I guess. That's a little bit off topic. And then you could integrate crystals into your life that way. You can make these healing bags with crystals that I really like, and you could do a little candle ceremony and encode your intention into the crystal and then wear that crystal for a week, or you could wear that crystal for forever. And that's a really powerful way. If you want to talk about charging crystals, the same Native American spiritual teacher person, well, she seemed like that to me because she taught me a whole lot about stuff, said that a lot of people charge their crystals in sunlight and water, but she said that for her, the most powerful way to charge crystals is to give them back to Mother Earth for time, for like a period of time. So she said that you could bury your crystals in the dry ground overnight and then come back and then they're completely just like super crystal charged. And then it would be like they've leveled up in their crystal charged experience points. And those are some substantial ways for you to integrate crystals into your life. And if you are at all interested in this, this is just like barely scratching the surface of crystals. If you're at all interested in crystals, then I highly suggest that you go and get some books. One of the more recent ones that I've been reading is Crystal Muse, and it incorporates a lot of crystal grids. A lot of crystal grids. I have this crystal grid book. Crystal grids are pretty prominent in books, apparently. A really good book for like referencing crystals would be the Crystal Bible. And at that same store, they had something called like the Crystal Encyclopedia or something. Thank you, and that was the candy for your soul. Thank you.